Blog Talk Radio.
Greatness, it's that voice inside pushing you to go further and never give up. It's what's inside that makes you great. Colgate Total. Greatness, it's that voice inside pushing you to go further and never give up. It's what's inside that makes you great. Colgate Total. Colgate.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
Good evening, and good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Beck. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in 453-9133. Press number 1 to join the conversation that is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Select either live shows or the title bar, and you can listen to the previous shows if you choose to review them. But tonight's show is called as a title, Omicron Variant and Delta Variant. Everyone is the most dangerous. Hospitals are being occupied a little less, but the infection rates are still increasing. Deaths still are obvious, and these diseases are still spreading. Are there any suggestions from all over the world on how to continue fighting the ongoing spread? Plus, pills instead of needles available now to continue the vaccination against these variants? Are they Food and Drug Administration approved yet? Where can you get them? And who will be paying for all of those things? Also, biometrics, which is facial recognition. Well, who uses it the most? We've heard something about bad police officers in the past few years across the world, but did they know that there are many more of them and essential workers who proudly come to the rescue of strangers and others in the year 2021, and even years before that, of stories we've not heard, accounts of the daredevil, hair-raising rescues of these people who are not like the ones that are going under accusation. And they range from not a specific group of people. They can be babies, older people, and have different cultures. Because, after all, to some, they are still public servants in their hearts, and it doesn't make a difference because they have the sense of humanity that was instilled in them from the day they took oath into the office. So for the year 2020, there should be a slogan called Have a Heart. You know who we're referring to. Speaking of having a heart, there is still the subject of global warming and climate change. Time is running out, and worldwide catastrophes are evidence of this. Even here in the United States, I like to emphasize, there have been massive tornadoes that have recently occurred in a short amount of time and wreaked havoc for several days. And when it had taken out a lot of lives and property, that should be evidence that there are things going on in the climate that we have a grasp of. Yes, there have been things in the past, but these are the most recent developments. Let's keep in mind there's still the burning of the forest and the inland areas of the United States that have been traveling westward over to the east often. It's mostly in the Midwest, all up and down the United States, but that's another indication. So time is running out, everyone, and worldwide catastrophes, as I said, are evidence of it. So world leaders, are you still working on it? On it, it being these global catastrophes and other things that may not guarantee a healthier for many of us in an approximate near future, as predicted once by Bernie Sanders, who is one of the state office holders, one of the federal office holders. He brought it to the forefront just as he was running for office. Thank goodness it was picked up by the president that we have presently, because after all, somebody has to speak up. Now, speaking of speaking up, the world right now in different countries are still experiencing human sex trafficking. What is going to happen to its victims? Yes, those victims who continue to still become missing and exploited. Well, without further ado, I'd like to say again, good evening, everyone, and happy holidays. Many of us, and when I say many of us, I mean any and everyone out here who just had celebrated a portion of what's considered the holiday season, we have learned to live and love despite material wealth. For some people, it's not an easy thing for them to do, but for some people, when you have a heart, you have all the love in the world. I had a good cup of cocoa, enjoyed the holiday music, had people to text me, all types of holiday spirit, and they were just glad to be able to have someone to talk to, the people that I know on this end, just to be able to say, for the holidays, it takes more than just someone giving them something that they don't have it especially. And I can say I enjoyed my holiday very well, thank you. In the future, if someone did give me a token or something, you know, a little bit is appreciated. Either way, no matter how, which way you choose to share it. So I just wanted to tell you all, some of us learn to appreciate, you know, the teachings and the learnings ourselves on how to make things work for our spiritual attitude. And we also appreciate and teach others a lot on how to be a good human being. Speaking of determination, like many of you, I look forward to the ability of both the Omicron and the deviant variant to be eliminated. I tell you, it was amazing how there were so many reports back and forth about which one is gaining or losing danger spikes. And also, well, there was an issue of the creation of that particular spike that made people wonder who evolved from what and so on and so forth. Because for those who don't know, there are still variants that are being created mysteriously, but that's unfortunately human nature, everybody. And the Omicron came after the deviant. It started to gain ground, and then it lost ground on the potency of either one. They said at one point very recently that COVID-19, it could come in additional forms of variants that are yet to still be evolved. But the deviant variant, that was the one you had to be concerned about more so than Omicron, then vice versa. So in other words, it's a race to find out what is going to happen as a result of all of this. But meanwhile, I'm going to still stick with my guns on making some suggestions. So please hang in there with me. Well, as of today, December 27, 2021, these variants had came about as being ranked as being the third leading cause of death in the United States as we speak. Challenging tasks are heart attacks. Yes, everybody, the dreaded heart attack or heart disease, if you want to call it that. The second is cancer. Yes, everyone, cancer is an old-time malady that has been sticking around for the longest, but it hasn't lost its presence. And there are different types of cancer, out there, and they are extreme. One day I'll get the opportunity to share some of them with you. You'll be surprised. So you definitely want to stay healthy, continue to follow a good doctor's suggestion on what it takes to hopefully duck and dodge some of those items or catch it in time enough so you don't be in the highest rankings of people who are expected to prematurely die, actually, if you want to look at it that way. But yes, at this present time, these viruses are ranked as the third on the list as being the most deadly diseases and or, let's just say, maladies that can take you down. It was never that way in the years before that we knew of. Maybe it was done back during the Spanish flu, as I believe they called it, or whatever that plague was about 100 years ago. But one day I'll research that and let you know if that was considered as being ranked as the third in the in the world, period. Because those are interesting tidbits. Maybe you can help learn to catch the signs that can help you to eliminate all of that as time goes on. Tell you that these studies that are being conducted out here that a lot of people don't like to hear about, because a lot of people are going against the grain when it comes to the issues of COVID-19 and what's being found out, or even if they exist. But that's the purpose of them studying and conducting these particular studies over and over again, because they said that these variants are so deadly we have to remain adamant, fearing some of the vaccines for those of us who can understand why the researchers do study what they do in order to hopefully keep you alive and healthy. It has been said that these vaccines of the present day, they serve a purpose, but it is important to stay vigilant about even more vaccines than we've already studied and created that can help us, such as previously mentioned in other shows, the Pfizer vaccine, the Merck vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, AstraZeneca, and maybe a few more. Well, thank God, even here in the United States, almost all locations across the world that offer the vaccine are still free of charge, as usual. Internationally, it will be wise for the other countries to maintain the same policy if they would like to get rid of this plague that plagued humankind. There who wish to challenge these two main variants that have been told that we need to be concerned about, being their names are the Omicron and the Deviant. Well, you do have your right to be skeptical and inquisitive about these evolving COVID-19. My question is, what did some of you know about these COVID? No more than I did. And if they can be tied to future mutations of not only those two variants, a lot of you are not familiar with the fact, as we speak, there are still mutating variants that are evolving off of the deviant and the COVID and the Omicron strain as we speak. So please, please try to be more observational and respect scientific discoveries of these increasingly evolving and continuous unknown variants that are about to come about. Maybe they won't be as detrimental as the two just mentioned. And let's just say if they are, I strongly suggest that you definitely protect yourself if they are on their way, that is. Doesn't mean they will be absolutely eliminated anytime soon, because we really don't know. they're still under observation. But learning by paying attention to future research can help prevent future outbreaks, hopefully. Does that mean I don't believe any success stories about the anti-vaxxers? There's a being people who do not necessarily believe in all of what we're talking about here. Well, I am no more sure of that information than you are, but I tell you what, anytime someone appears to try and save a human life, I do pay attention. At least that's the least I can do. A couple of months ago, Sister Bessie has asked me about my concern of being told that I may have to take that vaccine for the rest of my life. Of course, we're speaking about the the vaccine itself, maybe like a yearly, one shot per year. But of course, she was concerned about anything backfiring from side effects. She is not the only person I heard to ask that question, and I appreciate her honesty. Well, no one would want to take any type of vaccine for the rest of their life, because truthfully, I'm not sure of how the whole makeup of all of the new vaccines are coming about, or if they're still sticking with their guns and what they already developed. Plus, no one would really want to have any growth coming out of their body that were normally not there if it were related to the vaccine, which we don't know for a fact about, or any other things that affect our system if we're not sure about them. But we don't want to tell other people we're right and they're wrong and vice versa. We just hope that we have faith, reasonable scientific discoveries that can help everyone. So with that hoping to be the least of our concerns, I hope, despite the fact that there have not been observation over several years, only maybe of the past couple of years, it will be nice to know that it has not been a drug that has been able to say to backfire on us at this point, but a few futile attempts to make sure that it was effective. And me myself being a subject of pre-existing conditions, I will take that moderate chance so far. So please keep in mind, some of us take a chance on taking medicine as long as it's not outrageous. And I do have a healthy respect for modern medicine and for sensible research and for some home remedies. And with that being said, if we can pause and let the DJ / producer of Damon Network come on and bring us a track, we'd appreciate it. So here we go, everyone. Sit tight and enjoy.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Thank you. Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept those laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
Wow, that is really intriguing. You know, here in Philadelphia, we have an orchestra that makes on the arts, you know, avenue, those particular orchestrated sounds available, played live. Not mistaken, they're called the Philly Pops, I-L-L-Y. And if not mistaken, those are sounds from like a swing era, which is approximately the 40s, give or take an era. And as a result, it is really enjoyable. I can tell you some of the best movies, the best acting came out of that era as I had gotten an opportunity to observe. So that was like really a fabulous piece to play. And if you listen closely to the words, it has a lot of interesting, delightful stuff to talk about when they're, you know, actually singing the words. So thank you very much. Here, meanwhile, back at the old ranch, as they say, here in some of our states in the United States, of course, we have children who are told to go back to school with or without masks. In other words, it's an option. Okay, so let me remember, we still have some recorded offers for people who have said they do or do not want their children to be forced to wear the mask. So it has went as far as the Supreme Court to be decided upon, and it has been found that, well, here in this region where I'm at, Philadelphia, there are some places that have said that they lift the mask mandate. They no longer make it a requirement that parents have that choice. Some of you probably would say, why would a parent send their child to school with all of this going on? Because, unfortunately, parents who don't maybe observe enough, or maybe they do. They do have the right to say if their child will or will not wear a mask, to say that I'm going to challenge them. They may know something that I don't. So as a result, some of the children have cried because they either had to or did not have the option to wear the mask. But keep in mind, there were still children who are dying of COVID. That does not mean that these children did not want to wear the mask, or it may also mean the parents or the caretakers had assumed that there are not enough things going on with this mask wearing to avoid the COVID-19, or if there is a COVID-19, the children get stuck in the middle of this decision-making process. I don't want to be the person to convince you to protect your children or not to protect your children. I would hope that you would be that person that is exercising good sense, whatever it would be. I also hope to appeal to those who pick up on the craft of making masks. You know, there have been some very kind people all over the state who had been showing people diligently making hundreds and maybe thousands of masks and donating them, maybe to a nursing home, maybe to a child center for those who want to use them, and so on and so forth. And it goes, some of us still do have a heart out there. I would like to see them from time to time being broadcasted as a person who had a heart to take out time and materials and expenses for themselves in order for people to realize that there are individuals who do have a heart out there. Well, someone out there would appreciate it. I would be one if someone had given me a brand new mask made compliments of themselves. And I've also noticed that in the public, that the use of hand sanitizer, you know, the clear or semi-clear translucent stuff in either a small bottle or whatever container it's in, it is still being used, became a pleasant habit, even when you go out for dinner or even to eat a burger, to make it a habit to still use that sanitizer. You know, you may touch the table. Someone may have called for it. It's not saying that it's necessarily true, but it's a very good practice, whether you are a believer in COVID-19 or not. I didn't even realize in the past, not as much as now, though, that I have a habit that I picked up doing this once in a blue moon if I happen to have it in my handbag. And it has worked like a charm to contribute to my ability to not contract something, maybe a small cough, cold, or any other form of a disease that could be picked up as I sat at a table to dine. Or don't think about if I got on a bus, touch the pole, and I don't go home right away to eat something, that I'm subjecting myself to not only the average germ, but possibly COVID-19. That was a habit that I'm hoping that these children could develop if they have good people to set an example for them as well. Give them the refillable containers if you can. But then again, you do have to have a certain degree of alcohol in that. So that may be another area of controversy that may be necessary to address. But speaking of addressing something extra, you know, social distancing. When they say chivalry is not dead, neither is social distancing. It is still a common practice I've observed often in the public and in other countries, because after all, they came to the realization this is what occurred. And there's also a need for still PPE materials, you know, like hospital gowns and masks for those who are feeling generous and or creative. So please remember, we are not hoarding medical equipment out here, I hope, right, everyone? Because they are not considered as wealthy obsessions or possessions. They're not a symbol of wealth. But we should consider sharing these things to resolve this COVID-19 as soon as possible with other countries. Please consider that. I'm going to pause for a moment. And I believe we have the track being played by the musicologist coming on right now. Am I correct to say that?
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on a bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Wow, that is very intriguing. You know, if I'm not mistaken, is that Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, you don't know your music, Tony. That is the great Bing Crosby. Well, I didn't watch that movie. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I tell you, I don't care who sings it. I've heard those types of songs from stuff pulled out of the archives and re-ran over the television screen, and I tell you, it makes you want to pull out your gown and your, what do the fellows wear, tuxedos, and glide across the floor just to, enjoy the occasion.
It does make a beautiful captain's ball. It really does. And, of course, Frank and Perry Como and Dean Martin all learned the art of crooning from the outstanding Bing Crosby tonight. You do have some callers on. We got call number one. You ready?
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hi, caller one.
Hey, peace and blessings, my sister, Antonio.
Oh, peace. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you too, Sister Bessie. And
hey,
glad to talk to you.
I'm loving your show as usual, but you know I got to come in here.
Yes, please do.
Listen, you know, people don't get it by now that these variants is another form of a virus. They're just putting out more viruses and to make you take more shots. To take more shots, which will destroy your DNA and your genes. I do not understand why people don't understand this. And you remember I said in the past that once you start taking those shots, you're going to start taking them for the rest of your life. And you see Delta was there, this new variant, and about 14 other ones, And I keep saying, this is not natural. And you know one thing, if you look over there in Australia, what they're doing, just as many people that got the vaccine is getting the coronavirus, as well as the people that may not be vaccinated. But they promised, according to what they would do, you would have 5 to 6 months protection. So why is the same people that's got the vaccine getting the virus? The same people. Now, I go out. I keep my distance. Nobody comes in my home. I go to my doctor. I'm fine. Why is it so important that they're pushing this thing about those that are not vaccinated? In Australia, they have started locking people up that's not vaccinated. Not only that, they got a camp. They got a camp for them. And this one lady that they came to her house, took her out of her home because she was around someone that had the virus. But when they tested her, she never had the virus. So she was kept in there for 14 days. And they told her, if you got anything to say about this, we're going to keep you in there some more. Everybody remember what they did to the Japanese in America when they rounded them up? When you see one thing happen in the world, know that it's coming all over the world. I wish the people of the world being stupid and know that this is a calculated plan to harm many people around the world. And then you got our president coming on the television and saying, well, we're going to have some bad weather and many of you are going to die. What kind of president would say that?
Highly unusual.
Who is people in the country? Why would you tell the people? You won't give them any hope. You're just going to tell them everybody's going to die. You, the president, give us hope.
Boy,
according to him, according to him, we don't have no hope. So, you know, I've been angry about this situation because people are not paying attention. Why? You got the world protesting. This is to take everything away from you, and you need to understand that. That's all I wanted to say. You know I love you, Antonio.
Oh, I love
but
you, too.
I had to say that. Please, people, wake up. What they are doing to you and your families, wake up, please.
Boy, did she say a lot of things that made sense. I'm not saying I'm placing you on a pedestal or going against the president, but I don't know if he realized as he phrased that particular thing that was said by Sister Bexley correctly or not, or indifferently. I don't know what his intention was, but I will say this much. All of us, if we say certain things, I've had to even teach myself, stop and think about things before you say them. Because if you don't, you'd be surprised how just a few words can turn the whole world around for the worse, let alone where you live. So thank you for pulling that one out of your head of things that you're quoting from, Sister Bessie, because we would all like to help the president staying on track on trying to stop allowing him to discourage us, because we need all the encouragement that we can get. Thank you very much, Sister Bessie. And it's always good to talk to you, too. Thank you. The second caller, would you please come in?
Hello, this is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in to support your show. The vaccine has created much debate and is a deeply personal decision. I think that you're handling it very well. You're very diplomatic about it. And I want to thank you for keeping us aware of the virus, because it's still out there. And I think it's a good thing that it's being offered free of charge here in the U.S. and abroad for those that want to take it. Could you imagine what it would be like if we had to pay for it?
They will never get the results they like to have.
They really wouldn't. I think it would be worse if they were trying to make a profit from it. So I think that's important.
Well, you know what, Mo, I'm going to respect you. Okay. I'm not going to stop you. Thank you.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I think there's a pill out now. I don't know what's in that pill or the effectiveness of the pill. Do you know anything about that?
No, I haven't heard about it. Would you like to fill us in on that?
Actually, I wish I could. I was hoping you had read up on it. I don't know enough to fill anybody in on it. I just heard about it actually just about 2 days ago in passing. I was like, there's a pill. But I don't know enough.
My Merck. Thank you, Mo Garvin. I appreciate you, you know, getting me straight on that matter. Yes, I've heard about it. Have you heard about, have you seen the color of it? It's red, if I'm not mistaken, that have that pill manufactured. Not everybody like a needle. Some people have to virtually almost fight in order to get them to take one. So it may be available soon, they say, but at least it has been approved by the FDA. That's all I know so far.
Right.
And one is Merck, and the other one might be Johnson & Johnson. I'm not sure. I apologize. Yes, I do know something.
Well, I think they've done a pretty good job. Well, now they're trying to give everybody these home tests, and you can only order 10 off of Amazon. I do know that you can't order more than 10, but at least they're out there, and we can test ourselves now. So that's a benefit.
Well, thank you. Well, everybody, we have a new scientist in town, and she says she'll gladly come on in the future and keep us abreast of all of that. Well, thank you, Merce. I appreciate it. Not Merce. I'm sorry. Everyone, if you could say your name a little louder, we can grace the audience with your lovely name.
It's Mo Garman.
Mo Garman. Do you have a show on Damon Network?
Yes, I do. I have a show, Breaking the Silence. It comes on January the 28th, 2022, and we'll be discussing dysfunctional organizations.
Talk show organization. Okay. Wonderful. Well, you guess what, Mo Garman? We're going to do our best and try to tune in. If you catch me not tuning in, just look for me in a nearby ER room or something. Just you know, hoping that I can get around to catching up with reviewing your previous show. Okay? All right. And thank you very, very much, Mo Garman. Okay. Well, with that being said, we're going to bring to you some more delightful music, that wonderful, slow, melodic music that you can go to sleep on tonight while you reminisce about hearing about information that's helpful for myself and the callers. So please, and go see.
Oh, sugar, I call my baby my sugar. I never made it, my sugar. That's why my baby is so confectionary funny. She never pleads for my money, but when she feeds me on honey, she gets her needs every time. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause they're sweeter than any candy to me. She's granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sweet baby of mine. Sugar.
That's a simple carbohydrate.
I call my baby my sugar.
Glucose, dextrose, lactose.
I never maybe my sugar.
Then of course there's sucral for the Weight Watchers.
That's why my baby is so confectionary funny.
Surely scientific.
She never pleads for my money.
That's formula C12H22.
But when she feeds me on honey,
O11,
she gets a need every time.
Simply liquid, solid, powdered.
I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. She's granulated sugar.
One molecule of dextrose.
I never cheat on my sugar.
One of levulose on the Bunsen burner.
'Cause I'm too sweet on my sugar.
And that's just about as close to glucose as you're gonna get.
That sweet baby of mine.
Sugar's what she puts in my coffee. A lump and a half will do then. Stir it up, steaming and sweet. What a way to start the day. Pouring honey over my flapjack. A dozen or two to start. Flip 'em up, flap 'em up, light as a feather, diamond like a real gourmet. And if she made some marmalade, then I would have to lose my mind. I'm like a child, I'm running wild at just the thought of orange rind.
Yeah, sugar raises cane with my diet.
I never cheat on my sugar.
The calories break my heart,
'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar.
Time, evening time, and any time.
That's
at
sugar,
all.
Baby of mine.
Sugar's got to be my downfall.
Unadulterated and crystalline, heavenly sweet and superfine, that ever-loving sugar.
Wow, that was really fabulous. You know, it's so funny that the producer had laughed at me for not knowing the name of some of these people. But after all, he is the International Hall of Fame winner as of the year 2020, I believe. So, you know, I'm in the dark about the people to associate their names with the music, but I can tell you I recognize the sounds. And if you want to listen to some of the greatest songs out there during that era, that is so peaceful, but yet and still it gives you an upbeat attitude by listening to the good, clean, fresh sounds of music from the previous year. Now, not that I don't appreciate the sounds of this era, the era before, and future eras that are to come, but that one is really the most type of music when I make my rounds to various organizations once in a while, because they even teach their children and their grandchildren, if they have any, about very good, tasteful music like that in particular. Classical is another that I really appreciate. There have been some rap music, you know, depends on the approach it has for people who like to have their children listen to it if it's good for them, and so on and so forth. So thank you very much, producer and Ghost. So with that being said, well, before I even continue, we have caller 3 online. And if caller 3 would like to come in, please feel free. Hi, caller 3.
Hello, my lady.
Hi. And what lovely voice is this that I'm listening to?
Peace, love, and greetings from Mo Love and Mo Pain from the South, where it's pretty warm in the middle of December.
Well, and the same here, dear. Now, thank you so much for coming on board, and I look forward to listening to some of your intelligence that you would like to lay upon us, or how they say, bestow upon us. So feel free, go ahead and say your thing, please.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, love your show, love your platform, and shout out to the family and everyone who got a voice. Speaking on what you're speaking on the corona, it's too real. I mean, and everybody needs to understand how real it is. Me personally, my family's been affected by it, so I know it's real. It's not just words. So we as a whole need to come together and strengthen ourselves and don't wait on vaccines or the government or anyone else to tell us what we need to do. When we really are family, that's what this whole platform is about. It's about us healing our DNA and us coming up to speed in our conscience, that we're able to perform on a level that our family can heal, where the words we speak heal each other. The things we do bring forth change within ourselves, man, within our community. I mean, listen, we come from imperfection, okay? Nothing is perfect, but from imperfection come perfection. And that's what we're trying to reach. And we do that by speaking, by bringing forth our issues one at a time. And listen, I'm trying to let everybody know, tune into the show, man. The Unheard Word, man, we got so much to say. We got comedy and we got poetry, but we got wisdom, we got knowledge, we got everything. Because that's what it takes to heal us as a nation, man, as a people. And listen, it's all in our DNA. And everything is in our DNA from everything we speak. And, like, we're already prepared for where we at. I mean, corona ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new for us. We melanated people. I mean, our history, our future is already predestined, man. Everything is written in us. It's just whether we come up to the point where we understand it and we wake each other up to the point where we all understand it. When enough of us understand it and become conscious enough, it changes things, man. That's what we're doing right now. Just from the simple conversations we're having right now, I mean, it's changing the vibrations on so many levels. And this is what we're asking people to tune in and to support. and to communicate and participate in, because it's not just my voice or your voice. Listen, it's so many scholars out there that need to be heard. So many voices need to be heard, and this is the platform to do it on. And this is what healed us as people, you know. And listen, not trying to take it too far, but we looking forward to speaking. I believe that tomorrow we have our time. It's more love and more pain. And we're coming on a different level. We want to introduce ourselves and let the people know who we are so that we can know who they are also. We have an open platform where our voice is our voice, yours is yours. We agree to disagree. This is not about one person's perspective. This is about everybody's view, and everybody's important. So we're hoping that we get the support of our family. As sure as we support you guys, we want you all to come out and support us, because that's what we're here for, man, and we hope that someone takes something from this, something. Mm-hmm. I mean, some kind of healing, some kind of knowledge, some kind of understanding, because we're all in the same place. And listen, we're climbing stairs, and you can't get to the top without taking it one step at a time. And I'm here for my step, and you here for yours, and I hope we all participate so we can get to the top. So this is Mo Love and Mo Pain, who is actually feeling down. This is how real this show is. We've been going through feeling down and feeling a little bit sick and everything for the last 3 days. So this is how real this is. This is so real to us that, I mean, it's taking everything in me to fight back and telling our people, man, to take it for what it is. This is the truth. And that's what we're coming to bring. Listen, the unspoken truth. That's what you're doing, my lady. And I just want to say I appreciate you. Shouts out to the DJ who keeping it real from the old school, who let me hear that music that healed us in the soul, because music is healing too. So I'm just wanting everybody to know that all this works for the good of all of us, because we all need this. We all in need of this healing. So thank you, my lady. This is Mo Love.
Thank you.
Mr. Mo Payne, who is down, but he sends his love out. We just want to thank you for doing this, because it's needed, because we feel it. We live in it. Listen, sister, we live in it. We thank you. So we thank you. You keep doing what you do. We support you. You support us. And to your listeners, listen, y'all got the truth in the booth. I can't even take it no farther than that. Thank you for an opportunity for letting my voice be heard. And I pray that you come out and let yours be heard when we get opportunity to speak, because I know you got so much more to say. So thank you, my lady.
Okay. Thank you, my love, Mo Peace. Let me tell you, I really look forward to listening to some great entertainment. I tell you, good people, you know, sometimes if you don't catch me at a certain time of the month, I will not unfortunately make it to your shows. But some people have the most wonderful shows. Then once in a while, I pass out only because I have a rough month at a certain given time at times. But I'm going to start breaking my neck for trying to keep my eyelids open and listening to you all. Sometimes I can actually listen to your whole show, but I know that, you know, I'm only human. But yeah, this ought to be a very nice new format, Mo Love, Mo Peace. So with that being said, talk to you tomorrow night, or see you on the other side, they say. Okay, Mo Love, Mo Peace. Everybody listen to her, because she sounds like she have a whole lot to offer. Okay, well, is this the our next caller coming on, producer?
Yes, hi, how are you tonight, Antonia? This is Chinchilla.
All right. This is another eloquent speaker when it comes to advocating for what she discovers is good for the good of the people. So with all that being said, let me keep quiet and give her the floor. And how are you, Chinchilla? Please feel free to go forward.
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Now, what I want to comment Sister Bessie and also what a few others had said, Mogan, and about the coronavirus. And, you know, the coronavirus And I think you already know my position on that. I'm not vaccinated. I will never get a vaccine. You know, but there are people that have, and that's fine because everybody has their own choice. And, you know, I don't think it's a wise decision. And as Sister Betsy was saying, she says basically the same stuff I say about that virus and about the vaccine. And with all the different variants that's coming out, and they're going to continue to come out with variants because the more variants they come out with, the more fear it'll set in for other people to run and get vaccinated. And, it's, you know, and to continue to pump poisons in your body is just not a good idea, not a good thing, because every time you do that, it's actually weakening the immune system. And as Black people, our immune systems are already strong, stronger than others. And, you know, with all these clinical trials and different things that they're doing, and every time we go into a hospital, they, you know, take blood and they run all these tests, and they're constantly trying to see what keeps us going. Why are we so strong? Why are we so resilient? And different things like that. But with this virus, you know, it is a virus. It's killing people. And that's what they intended to do. And I always say it's, you know, they want to institute population control, not just in this country, but in countries around the world that are overpopulated. And, you know, they had all types of different drugs out that they tried to use for this COVID-19. And now I think, was it Mo Garman, I think, was talking about the pill. And with the pill, okay, yes, there is a pill by Merck. And Merck's pill is called, I think it's called Malnupiravir. And with that one, people over 18 can get it. I don't advise you to get it. So please, people, don't run and get this pill. It is not going to prevent you from getting the virus. They claim it's going to help people with hospitalizations. And during the clinical trials, they, you know, reported 9 deaths during those trials. And, of course, if there was 9 deaths that they reported, we know that it was much higher than that. Then with the Pfizer pill, their pill is Paxlovid. And people as young as 12 can be administered that pill. People, don't do it. Do not give it to your children. Don't take that pill. There were no clinical during those trials and studies. According to them, no one died, but there were serious side effects from it. And also with the Pfizer's pill causes, which I talked about a while back, myocarditis, which is a heart problem. And it's caused in different people, but a lot of young people are experiencing that. And like earlier this year, one of the basketball players, I think his name was Keontae something, Williams or something, he had that. And it's when, you know, they're playing, they pass out, and it doesn't have to be a sports figure. It could be any person. So a lot of young people are having heart attacks now because of that. And then with Johnson & Johnson, a lot of blood clots from that vaccine. So people are getting thrombosis, and they're dying from these blood clots. And they're, like, underplaying it and not putting out the full total of deaths that have been caused by Pfizer's vaccine or by Johnson's vaccine. And it's such a sad thing. So they will never, ever tell us the full truth about anything when it comes to any negative thing as far as people dying, as far as people being severely ill from this. And a lot of the things that people suffer from after getting the vaccine is irreversible. So there are so many people that have had the vaccine. Now they are suffering from all types of conditions now from that vaccine. And the thing is, when you go to get the vaccine, you have to sign a waiver form. And signing a waiver form to hold them harmless in case you get sick or in case you die, that should be like an alarm to go off right then, a light bulb to come on and be like, what? I'm not signing a waiver, because they don't want to be responsible for the deaths of people or for people that are severely affected by that vaccine. And they know that these things are going to happen, so they don't want people to be able to sue them. And so it's such a sad thing that people have been just totally bamboozled all over this world to take this vaccine. And I think it was Sister Bessie talking about over in the other countries, well, it might have been Mo Garmin talking about how they are like really forcing people to get this vaccine. And in Australia, they're doing that. And then in China, they're actually in one part of China, they just the other day had 250 cases in one day. And so China's infections had went way down. So this was like, whoa, 250 infections in one day. So they shut their whole city down. And now they shut the borders down. And that whole city, everybody had to stay in a house. And what they do is somebody's infected, they take and quarantine them for a long time. And so they make sure they have no more symptoms and the people are fine. And that was what should have been done in the beginning, and the virus wouldn't be where it is now. But of course, it's where it is now because that is the way the government wanted it. And, you know, I believe that all these governments around the world work together to do this. And for the countries that did not have that many infections, the United States did. They shipped vaccines to different parts of Africa, and those parts of Africa had little to no cases at all. And now their cases are going sky high after they shipped those vaccines there, which is another sad situation. And for Mo Garmin, I think she was saying about, you know, the vaccine is free. And yeah, they do have it free for blacks and free for other people, low-income people and, you know, different people can get it for free, yes. You can get it for free. But guess what? It's not free because these pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, BioNTech, and all of them, they are making big money because of all of the vaccines that were shipped to the various countries all around the world. They spent billions and billions of dollars to get the vaccine. So, yes, it might be free for some people, but it was not free because it doesn't do anything for free. So they're making a killing, and they're going to continue to do so every time a booster shot comes out. Every time a new variant comes out, here comes another booster shot. So it's such a sad situation. And I just wonder how long it's going to play out. And with me, I used to do Pandemic 2020 every single day when the virus first came out. And I did it every day faithfully for like over a year. And then I said, you know what? People are not waking up. And I got frustrated and fed up, and because people were not listening. And they were still going out, doing crazy things, spreading the infection all over the place. And then once they came out with the vaccine and people started running to get that vaccine, so I said, you know what? I'm not going to waste my breath trying to educate them anymore, but it's a good thing that you're talking about this. And, you know, but will people ever wake up? I hope they do, because this is affecting everybody, and this vaccine is definitely affecting everybody because people that are vaccinated, they walk around without a mask on, but yet they don't want to be around people that are unvaccinated. And the government is telling them, oh, well, separate yourself from those that are not vaccinated. Why? As Sister Bessie said, this is what I keep telling people, why? If you're so, you know, gung-ho that this virus is protecting you, then why not be around those that are not vaccinated? You're safe. So it should be the unvaccinated that has to worry, but it's not. It's the other way around. And that's something to think about. And, you know, it's just such a sad situation. But I just pray that people will wake up and begin to take charge of your health, people, because you don't have to take the vaccine. You don't have to take that pill. You can get well and you can stay well. And, you know, I'm a naturopathic doctor, certified natural health specialist, and also a holistic health practitioner. I can get you together. You don't have to fear that virus when you can do it God's way. And those chemicals by Big Pharma are definitely not God's way, and it will never heal you or cure you. And that's so very sad. But thank you so much for this show tonight, Antonia. Tonya, I am really enjoying it.
All right, Tony. Well, she ain't fall in the spirit. That's all that, you know, Chinchilla can talk a country mile. That's what I love my blues anchor. Antonia that fell out in the spirit. I'm gonna let her go right now. We'll go to another track, and we're going to try to bring on some people that try to stay put, y'all. Antonia, I got you. I got you back.
When I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Deep down in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Deep down in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, and the song is you.
Tony, ain't nothing like the wonderful sounds of music like bang. And you got caller 5 on the ring with Antonia Bat. She's a nominee for the International Hall of Fame. Yeah. God, she's right here. You still shocked? What's going on, Tony? You still shocked? See, I've been on the show, and she's still shocked right now, guys. Tony, are you there? Okay. Now we're going to bring on our caller anyway. Caller number 5 in line right now. with Antonia Batts and me, Informational Guru, right here at ONE.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm all right. Is my host here?
Antonia, baby, are you here? Aw.
Okay, I don't know what's going on,
oh,
but
I apologize.
I'm going to think of it again. Here we go with the International Hall of Fame. Antonia Batts, wonderful girl, that's her name today. And Olympia on the wheels of steel today. Yeah. All right, there you go. I'm going.
Thank you,
hi,
Antonia.
Always good to hear from you. You know. Make way to make sure I put you in there. So by all means, this is going to be quiet, and you go for it. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Well, I'm calling in so late because I'm working my games on Monday nights now, so I got to wait until I have a break, and I hope it works out whenever you're on. You know I love calling in for you. So I loved Brother O's song, and I loved him singing to you. That was really awesome. I want to piggyback on what Chinchilla was saying. You know that I have friends in Australia. I have like a couple hundred poker buddies. Most of them have been here. I've been there so many times. One of my friends, one of my best friends who spent a month here, he's the one who's got MS. He's a little disabled physically, not mentally. And my other friends help take care of him. He doesn't drive, blah, 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 blah. He called me up hysterical crying recently because he had no choice but to take the shot. He didn't want to take it because they were going to take his benefits away. And it's at the point, I mean, at one point in Australia, every single one of them weren't allowed to be out of their homes more than a 2.5 mile radius, only for groceries, and they had to be home by 8 p.m. I mean, it's really getting bad. And what's hard for me about this whole thing is, I mean, I'm against the shot. I'm not getting it. They could put a gun to my head. That's how I feel. But what's hard for me with all of this is, you know, I've done so many protests in Trenton with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for our constitutional rights, and it's being taken away. And that's the hardest part for me, because I'm not a person that can easily succumb. And being controlled is not someone who I am. And that's what's depressing me, that we are being controlled. And I see communism all over again. And that's very heartbreaking for me.
So, you know, I feel
so bad for my friends.
Yes, I feel bad for me too. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's a coincidence you said that, Jerry, because I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard from a person who works for the government, there have been a lot of people who had came out of the military because they did not want to. And I didn't know you were allowed to leave the military, but because when you sign a contract, you're beholden. But obviously, under certain circumstances, it was allowed, I believe, by hearsay. But if that is the case, it ought to tell people something out here. You know, I don't like being a bearer of bad news, you know, telling someone what I've heard, why they should do it or not do it. But I do hope that they follow the choices that they have and see if they can come up with some alternatives in the future. Like with what you and Priscilla have been talking about not taking it because of the reason. I think she said her dad was in the area of being an herbologist. I forgot the exact title she has again, but it's relatable. An herbologist, everybody out there, for those who understand the study of herbs and concoctions, nothing spiritually, let's just say overtaking of your body or anything.
Well, Antonia, do you remember, Antonia, that I was home for 3.5 months right before March when it all hit? I had it and no one really knew what it was yet. And I had it for 3.5 months. Brother O knows. And I am a nutritional health coach, and I refuse to even go to the hospital. Sodium ascorbate powder, pure vitamin C. I did 32 to 34 shots of it a day. Mm. And that's what helped save me. I wasn't going to take medicine. I wasn't, you know, I did fasting and that. So she's right about everything she's saying with all that. And, you know, again, for me, the sad part is this. If you want to take the vaccine, that's your choice, but it should be your choice. And the people who believe in the vaccine, right, and they get it, that's okay. But then they shouldn't be afraid of the people who are unvaccinated. Then what was the point of getting it? You know, that's you know me, and I don't judge anyone, but that's how I feel. So we should have the same choices. And I feel like at this point anymore, our constitutional rights are being taken away. And that's something that was promised to have never happened.
That is very contradictory of the, what is it, the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
One of those documents. And as a result, I have to admit it, it's amazing. Now, if someone, say, for example, invade the space of that, request a 6-foot rule, if they're not family in the same household, I could see them wanting to really harp on that. But it's amazing the decisions we have to make that go against the grain. You have been a very good speaker on the subject of food nutrition, and without having to go into using this, that, and the other, and all the other supplements or anything like that, and I really admired that at the time you talked about that as well. So you obviously in the field of knowing what you know for a reason, and you're here to talk about it. So everyone, I'm not trying to sell you on whatever goes on out there, but the name of the game is hopefully use your best judgment based on the findings of chinchilla and of definitely what Jerry just talked about. Vitamin C, she said. You know what, Jerry, I'm going to ask you. Is vitamin C the only vitamin you recommend? Because I'm going to show you another one or two that I heard of besides that.
For the virus, it's really the pure sodium ascorbate powder. It's vitamin C, but it's buffered vitamin C, and it's powder form. That's all I would recommend.
Oh,
but again,
okay.
Like I took 32 shots a day.
32 shots.
I did 32 shots a day. So you put, a quarter teaspoon of the powder in like 4 ounces of water, stir it up and drink it. I did 32 of them a day.
Wow.
That's how sick I was. Yeah.
A miracle. You are the result of a miracle.
For so many reasons, with God. I mean, he saved me from 2 cancers naturally, right? Or I would be gone.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so strong about it.
Everyone, don't be surprised if I have to resort to what Jerry says as a medicinal supplement. You know, I've heard of zinc pills. I've heard of vitamin A pills, maybe a little vitamin D, I don't know. But the C is one that I've heard over and over again included, not to the degree that Jerry takes it because I didn't know the measurement, proper medicine measurement, but she obviously knows more than I do, and I'm taking her word for the C pill. Thank you so much, Jerry. You're a wonderful lady, and God bless you. I love you,
Ditto.
Sweet Jerry.
I love you, sweetheart. All right, good night.
And I'll be looking for your next show, which will be no date yet.
Okay. I love you. All right, bye.
Love you, all right. Well, everyone, Jerry Petito normally is in the middle of the month, normally in the teens, like maybe something, like December, for example, coming up in maybe. This is on a Tuesday. Yep, that's the pattern.
I got the date.
Okay.
Jerry Petito
will
be on the 11th of January right here on E-Dynasty. Now, you got another caller right now. And the time is getting 9 now. So after this caller, we're going to do Ngozi time, and then we're going to let paying her to give as much information as she can, okay, for the next,
okay.
After my Ngozi time, she's going to have 10 minutes to give her information, and 10 minutes only, Tony. So here we go. Carla,
okay.
You're on the line right now with Antonia Batts, and after you, Ngozi time.
Hey, I got through. Miss Antonia Batts, how you doing tonight?
I was wondering when you were coming on.
And oh, you know the magic man is going to come through now.
Okay.
You know.
And
yeah,
he will be on two
yeah,
days after Jerry. Everybody out there, let it be understood, he'll be on the 13th of January. But go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame yeah. two-time, for letting the Magic Man Haru get through. And I just want to say thank you for all that you do. Keep raising the bar. And, again, I just look up to you as one of the greatest uplines I have had, especially since I've been a part of broadcast radio, you know, by you being
thank
nominated.
You.
Matter of fact, you and I was nominated together. And, again, you know, with all the great work that you continue to do, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy to get through. Now, all I keep saying is get back to nature. You know, whatever choice that people make is their choice. And I just hate to see, you know, human beings and living beings at odds with each other over a person's personal decision. Whether right or wrong, that's still their decision to make. Okay. I feel like within my heart of hearts is something we can't get past, especially those of us who are children of nature. A lot of the things that have happened to us and our demise is because most of us have got away from things that was natural to us, the way that we think, the way that we go about doing things. And I look at the mindset that a lot of us either inherited or it was just one of those things, as I see, many people that just gave up, you know, they gave up on what was uniquely ours and embraced the concepts of other people that's foreign to us. From the way that they eat, the way that they breathe, you get what I'm saying? It's completely, completely different. So I ended by saying that just continue to breathe properly, more so through your nostrils than through your mouth, because that's one of the biggest things as far as, you know, mucous membranes, whatever. You understand? And all colds, whatever, tend to settle on your tongue. So I feel like if people take time to at least guard, face coverings is always good, and everything else I feel like is optional, okay? Love you. Appreciate you.
Okay. Love you. Appreciate you too, Brother Hootie. And when he mentioned the nostril versus the mouth, I've never thought of it. The germs can enter the mouth more easily and because of the moisture adhere even more. I'll have to keep that in mind. That means I'm going to have to listen to you on the 13th. Thank you again, Brother Hootie. And with that being said, do we have another track ready?
No, we do not. I think we didn't ding out. I think I didn't. Me coming on. But first of all, we want to thank we want to thank Sister Antonia Batts tonight for a wonderful, you know, dissertation of near tomorrow night on these on these stations. We get a chance to go through another tremendous internship. More than Moped, right? And their first internship right here in ONE Dynasty. 9:30 Eastern, standard time, again on these ONE stations. And Damon ties into ONE, which is Oladela Ingo's Enterprise Research, of course, at www.glassentertainment.com, as well as Ingo's Prime Time on that. Damon.com, Ringer, and Instagram, Oladela Ngozi at Periscope Plus, Malaya Ngozi at Facebook, as well as at this info, well, as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or world program tonight, Ole Dele, DonNgozi.com. Now, before I go into my final, you know, dissertation that everybody loves around the world, people are looking for Mo Garman. You're not going to find her on Friday. She's on in the new year in January. We're going to do our nativity presented by WCAU-TV, a CBS affiliate in 1958 by the great voice of all time, Mr. John Facenda. That's going to be Friday night. which is New Year's Eve, right here on these only stations. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Nalewa, and Gozi saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis tonight. And for the next 7 minutes, you got Antonia Betts, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. Bro, by the way, Tony, and I went this year, 2021. I wasn't with you at Hootie. I had my own space this year. Go ahead with that. Now, Tony.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, producer Gozi. You made my night, and I will have to admit that music was, how do they say it these days, spot on. I enjoyed it. Look forward to hearing that type of music some more in the future. So I appreciate it. Now, I just wanted to mention, well, I didn't want to be a braggart, and I hesitated on telling you, there's a magazine called Philadelphia. It's a great cover for the month of December. On the inside, for the Veterans Women's Center, located here in Philadelphia at 4th and Ray Street, it's a sign of giving on the front of the magazine, and it would say, in the spirit of giving. I'm on the top left corner, in case you know, you don't have to find out what I look like. You know, it's nothing, you're not missing a lot. But it's about people making donations to the various organizations they mentioned throughout a few pages of the book, and it's so beautiful and so unique. Organizations also I've been involved with before, like the Maternity Child Care Coalition, for a good while back. And but, you know, I just thought I'd mention that if you would like, so I don't want anyone to feel pressure to purchase that magazine, which I heard cost $6. Mom was donated. So I just want to let you know it's a magazine called Philadelphia. December is the month, this month's issue, 2021. And, yes, I'm on the left top corner of a group of people of about less than a dozen. So with all that being said, it was wonderful bringing you what I could bring you. And I'm sorry I didn't complete the transcript, but it's nothing that's current that's really highly updated, except for just as we were talking, I found out that there's a doctor who's predicting the hospitalization to be going up again. In other words, here we go. Another one of these spikes or fluctuations. So take care of yourself. Do that social distancing, please. Try to do the mask if you can. Don't follow it because I want you to. Follow it because, you know, I don't like to hear the numbers when I hear people's lives being shortened. I don't want anybody to feel as though that alternative medicines cannot be offered, but as long as you practice good, safe, common sense with them, look, I don't mind what you do as an alternative. Hopefully, you respect, you know, scientific research, you know, within reason, just to keep all of you and your family members and your community safe, the rest of us across the world. Hopefully, I plan on making sure that I will be set an example for people and their children out here. They have set examples for me, and hand sanitizer, I won't lie, I forgot mine. Another good alternative to hand sanitizer for me, if I ever run out temporarily and I get an opportunity to have something I can refill, a small container, I would mix, believe it or not, water, maybe lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, and vinegar. I would say 2 parts vinegar, 1 part lemon juice, and maybe about 1 to 2 parts water, depending on how you like the strength. And it's like a cleansing agent. Please utilize it because you'd be surprised. It's a natural product, vinegar and water and lemon juice anyway, and of course water. So you can't go wrong if people say, well, what are you going to do for the children? You know, what are you going to put in their little bottles? Well, right there, voila, you know, fresh products that won't be of any harm or burn their little eyes when they wash their hands. And something that may be pleasant for you to use in the future. Please don't underestimate what goes on out here. COVID thing. Like, you know, I've had other people just mention who are probably anti-vaxxers. They don't necessarily feel as though that is not real. They just are concerned about the methods of fighting that COVID, which concerns them. So support them on at least making an attempt to fight it as well. You know, and he said, I did want to mention about the human sex trafficking. You know, people who are normally taken advantage of when people infiltrate their neighborhoods to get next to their children are people who are on the poorer side. Don't matter what color they are, if they're poorer, they are definitely ultimate targets. And I've had other people, various people, make that same or a similar statement. When there will become an election coming up, there's going to be people, I'm sure, here in Philadelphia about the next state senator and others that will trickle down. People ought to take a good, clear who's in their office. I'm not saying prejudice them based on their political preference or anything. Just keep in mind, while you're sleeping, there are people out there who may not be in the offices, of course, I'm not speaking of them, but who are dreaming of ways to circumvent the law and ways to get to your little ones, because they know everybody is not from a well-rounded household. You don't have to be in a perfect household, but it's a lot of dysfunctionalism that you could never imagine or rationalize out there that is going on as, you know, you go to bed, as your children go to bed. I mean, I even heard of people stealing people's children out of their beds at their homes. Now, how macabre can that be? Be cognizant and be realistic and understand what not only them, even you. For example, there's a gentleman that was laying in bed just yesterday. While laying in bed at home, somebody shot through his window. Need I tell you more? I don't think so. Protect yourselves. Protect your children. Use good common sense. Don't walk down the street with earphones in your ear. If you wear AirPods, wear one of them and stick the other one in your pocket when it's connected to your cell phone. You know, just be a person that thinks. There's a rash of carjackings. I've done shows on those in the past. They are starting to reoccur by great numbers. Keep that in mind, because it was a congresswoman who just recently had that to happen. Of course, the five felons were caught. And of course, unfortunately, they were very young people. They're not used to having anything. The poverty level has really hit an all-time high because of the lack of the way the economics is being addressed, even for these young people. And this is why they take chances and do foolish things. Somebody ought to be elected that have their best interests at heart included. They're often people themselves. They want to know what it's like to live like a human being, not like a person who's scrambling for something. But we don't need them out there doing crimes like this that unfortunately make people scared out of their wits. So with that being said, let's have a beautiful year of 2022. We can get through this all if we all just learn how to respect the people that respect us mostly, and then hopefully others will follow suit. So God bless you. Take care of yourselves. Materialistic things are nice, but guess what? That's not where we start and end. And please do have a heart, because that's what's going to save us all. God bless you. Good night.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune.
They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Rockefeller Center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept those laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, ho, ho. Laugh, ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?